Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Almost a year ago to the day, America lost one of the great intellectual minds of our time. You knew him as United States Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. His friends knew him as Nino. What most Montanans don't know is that he had a fond affinity for our state. As an avid fly fisherman, he ditched his security and came to Montana nearly every summer for a break. It makes me grin when I think of the number of Montanans who waved at this lone fisherman in the middle of a river, looking like Elmer Fudd in a floppy hat, having no idea it was the venerable Antonin Scalia. His death left a hole in the court, a hole that has resulted in a number of 4-4 decisions on major cases over the past year. Liberals saw the opportunity to use Scalia's death to remake the court. Prior to Scalia dying, President Obama's liberal appointments had replaced liberal judges, so the ideological makeup of the court never changed. Judge Sotomayor replaced Justice Souter, and Solicitor General Kagan replaced Justice Stevens. When Justice Scalia died, President Obama nominated Judge Merrick Garland to replace him. It was Obama's chance to swing the court to the left for decades. Republicans balked, and since they controlled the Senate, the seat remained unfilled. Last night, President Trump nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch to fill the vacancy. Judge Gorsuch comes with the usual pedigree, a graduate of Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford. He was appointed to a seat on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals by President Bush in 2006. Conservatives applauded the nomination, believing that Gorsuch is an intellectual powerhouse similar to Scalia. But the thing that's most appealing to me is the fact that he's known as an originalist and a textualist, which means that he believes the Constitution means what it says. The easiest way to get Justice Scalia to blow a cork was to refer to our Constitution as a living document. That's the belief normally held by liberals, that the Constitution was not meant to be stuck in the 1700s, but instead as a living document meant to be interpreted or reinterpreted in the times in which we live. Scalia called that belief hogwash. He acknowledged that the Constitution could be changed to accommodate a changing nation, but those changes were called amendments, and there was a very clear process embedded in the Constitution itself for passing an amendment. In his opinion, changing the Constitution by judicial decree was a sacrilege. The Constitution was written and ratified by the people and should remain in their control to be amended whenever they so chose. It was never meant to be amended by judicial fiat by a 5-member majority on the Supreme Court. This appears to be Judge Gorsuch's belief, and for that we're grateful. We're not looking for a conservative activist judge any more than we would want a liberal activist judge. Activism has no place on the court. We want a justice who interprets the law in light of the Constitution as written. President Trump's nomination kicks off a process that promises to be as contentious as it is painful. It shouldn't be, because Trump's replacing a conservative with a conservative, but it will be nonetheless. Republicans need 60 votes to overcome a promised Democrat filibuster. They only have 52, so let the horse trading begin. We'll be watching every step of the way. On a personal note, Judge Gorsuch is also an avid fly fisherman, so if he's confirmed, Montana rivers may once again be graced by a lone, nondescript fisherman in a floppy hat who's really a sitting justice on the United States Supreme Court. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.